The El Niño weather condition has returned. However, officials at the United States National Weather Service say El Niño is weaker than usual this year. El Niño is a change in the atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean. It happens every 4 to 5 years. Normally, water temperatures in the western Pacific Ocean increase near the end of the year. This causes more rainfall in Indonesia, Australia, and other nearby places. At the same time, cold ocean water causes less rainfall in the eastern Pacific Ocean near South America. The opposite happens during El Niño. Pacific Ocean temperatures increase near South America, causing unusually high amounts of rainfall there. In contrast, El Niño causes dry weather in Indonesia and Australia. A strong El Niño can severely affect the weather all over the world. The last powerful El Niño was in 1997 and 1998. It caused major floods in many places. El Niño also led to extremely dry weather in some other areas. Reports say the weather caused the deaths of about 24,000 people. So experts say having a weaker El Niño this year is good news. Meteorologists say rainfall has been higher than usual in South America. The experts say the effects of El Niño will begin to show in November in the United States. The northern states may have a warmer winter, but scientists say El Niño will not be strong enough to prevent this year's powerful storms in the Atlantic Ocean. According to the passage, how often does El Niño happen? What normally happens in the western Pacific Ocean? What did the El Niño in 1997 and 1998 cause? What is not mentioned as a result of this year's El Niño? What is the central idea of the passage?